guest. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
And we're sitting here with
Dan and Tony.
You guys want to say? I was hoping you guys would tell. It's nice if people get used to their own voices, because if, like, people then know,
yes,
that that's the voice associated
actually,
with it.
Every time we're on a phone interview, they're like, "You need to say your name before right. what you're about to say." So this is the other Dan of Public Records,
and Tony of Public Records.
Why don't you guys tell us what you're all about before we get into like the specifics of the grant, maybe?
Sure. Well, Public Records is a nonprofit organization. We started in Victoria about 4 years ago. We just really wanted to create the best experience for musicians using modern day internet technology, streamline the whole process. So we started out as kind of like a software company, and it kind of, we weren't really a software company, and we really wanted to focus on empowering and basically getting funding to musicians.
So when you say software company, was the initial idea like coming up with tools that musicians
yeah.
could use?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it started out as kind of like a big idea of like a social network with fan engagement and all that.
Sure.
And we actually worked on that for a long time. But we could just never keep up with the
trends.
Web 2.0 trends.
Right, okay.
We were,
what was the original platform? Was it just like some sort of communal?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, we were like nonprofit at the core.
Okay.
So we weren't some like evil corporation controlling the industry or anything. And we were going to offer like music downloads, all that kind of stuff, and any profit that we made, we'd give back as grants. That was the original idea.
Yeah, and I mean, it still sort of is true to the original idea, because it's based on an online platform, and we
yeah.
still plan on expanding and having new, you know, apps and tools that as we grow. We just sort of streamlined it and come up with just a really cool platform for this, and it's really useful for this one particular grant which we've launched now, which is the Summer 13 Music Video Fund, supported by Telus.
Yep.
Awesome. So is this the first grant you guys have done, or
yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Why now? What was the?
It
just all came together.
Yeah, it came out of this partnership with Telus. Like I said, we've been wanting to do a grant program for a long time, but haven't been able to. And when this opportunity came around, it was a perfect match for Public Records and Telus, and we're able to give out at least 15 grants to make music videos in BC, Alberta.
Now, sorry, when you
yeah.
say 15 grants, is that like 15 of the 5 grand?
It's at least 15.
So there's at least 15 up to 5 grand each.
Okay.
Wow, okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
And
so
yeah.
maybe let's start at the beginning. Why don't you guys walk us through maybe some of the criteria?
Sure.
And then I got follow-up questions to that one, but we'll start there.
Cool, yeah, so it's a music video grant, and it's for teams of a band or artist and a filmmaker working together.
Okay.
And so
it can't be a band that say wants to make their own video themselves.
I mean, if they have like one of them is actually like has a track record of making videos, and that's great. So that's cool. But both the band and the filmmaker need to create a profile online on publicrecords.org.
Sure.
So yeah, they work together. They both create their profiles. They both come up with the pitch, which will involve a technical treatment, a creative treatment, and just making sure that all your profile information is in there.
Okay.
And then the applications open on May 31st, and they close on June 14th, so it's a very short window to get everything in there. So that, like right now, you can go online and create your profile, get most of the stuff ready in advance. And then, yeah, we're gonna be giving out these grants supported by Telus, and it's gonna be at least one in each of the 15 communities that we're doing this in right now. And you can go on our website and see all those communities. But the thing is, if you're not in one of the communities, you can still work with a filmmaker who's in one of the communities.
Yeah.
Or if you're a filmmaker, you work with a band that's in one of the communities. So it's only like one person, one element of it needs to be.
Cool.
So you cut you off a little bit. So you apply as a team, filmmaker and a musician. They can be the same person. but we're going to be looking at if your music is good and if your films are good.
Right.
And the main criteria is that one of the team members, who is the primary applicant, has to be from the eligible community.
Okay.
That's the main thing to take away from this part of the discussion.
So I guess, yeah, that was going to be my kind of follow-up question was, how do you weed out, like, obviously, there's a lot of press right now around the Kickstarter thing, and you guys heard about, like Veronica Mars, and so you have established people who don't need the money going for these, in that case, it was the crowdsourcing, but going for things that maybe should be, ideally, go to people who really need the money. How do you weed those people out?
The mandate of Public Records is to support independent or emerging artists. Mm-hmm. But the criteria rules of the grant fund actually say that all musicians are eligible, meaning that all major label artists are eligible.
The theory behind that is like, if sort of like a metric or something wanted to apply with an emerging filmmaker, that's something that we would want to consider because that would be an amazing opportunity for that emerging filmmaker.
Right.
But there's no chance that it would be metric with like Steven Spielberg.
Right. Is it? So I guess what I'm getting at is it's just 100% up to the discretion of you guys in the sense that there's maybe some sort of gate that it doesn't kind of snowball and say, oh my God, Steven Spielberg and metric just...
Yeah, like who is on the panel? Like who does get to decide?
Yeah. We should talk about that it's... Tony and I aren't actually deciding anything. We have an independent jury, obviously.
Yes, that's perfect.
and it's going to be a representative of music industry, film industry from BC and Alberta, and then one member of TELUS.
Okay.
We haven't released any of the members yet.
I think that's a good idea. I guess, can you guys walk us through sort of the like application process and maybe some of the time frames? Is this something that's obviously there's a close on it?
Yeah, it's a tight time frame.
Okay.
I'll start by saying that. Applications open May 31st and close 2 weeks later. And then we announce the grant recipients 1 week after that. So by the end of June, you're going to know if you're making a music video, and it has to be in to Public Records submitted by August 7th.
Okay.
So 6 weeks. But when you apply, you're going to know who you're working with, and you're going to know you're going to have submitted a creative treatment, so you know what you're doing.
Yep.
What we wanted to do is kind of move away from the factor, like, paperwork type thing. So part of the application process is automated. So both musician and filmmaker have profiles already. So when you start your application, you're going to say, okay, this musician who is my band or whatever will be the primary applicant, mm-hmm. and we're working with this filmmaker. You select it out of the drop-down list or whatever, and it pulls the information. So you're halfway done already.
Right.
Submit your creative treatment. Submit your technical treatment. There's like a few legal things that you have to jump through, but it's not paperwork. It's just like, it's basically check boxes on a web form. It's super easy. And we hope that there's like zero friction to applying for this grant.
For somebody that maybe is thinking that this is a good idea and they want to do it, but they're not quite sure what a creative treatment or a technical treatment would be.
Yeah.
Is that something that's explained, or is it just...
We actually have a mock application.
Great, okay.
So you can actually see what, not necessarily a winning application looks like, but a complete...
Just the best.
Yeah, a complete application.
And we actually based that off of, we did sort of, we've been involved with the producing of this music video for Bear Mountain. Which is we sort of go through the steps of like what's the director's role, what's the producer's mm-hmm. role, and there's a series of videos that sort of there's just sort of educational training videos talking to the director, talking to the producer, talking to you know the gaffer or whatever, and getting all those different elements. So we're just releasing. I think we just released the first one of those.
We released the second one today, which is. I don't know what day it is, Friday.
It is
Friday. So hopefully by the time this is all online, there will be another few. They're just like 1 to 2 minute little snippets of tips and tricks of what to what to do.
I imagine like a breakdown of costs. Is that something that people need to put together?
Yeah, budget.
Yeah,
there's a lot of, you know, especially like factor applications I've seen where they just say, this is how much money I need, and there's really no justification as to what they're going to do with that, that they just like pick it out of the air.
Yeah,
no, and that's something I think a lot of musicians don't understand.
Yeah, and I think we've done sort of a sample budget as well as part of that, and it's definitely, you know, we want to see that, like, what you're proposing in your creative treatment, like, makes sense considering the budget that you're proposing, and that's sort of a really critical part of it, that we, like, have confidence that this will be delivered by August 7th.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely an important part of it. We're not going to audit everybody, but we might end up having to do that a bit, but I think it's...
The grants are up to $5,000, so you can apply for... Don't do this, but you can apply
$10.
For a $700 grant or something. But what we really want to encourage is, like, pay your camera guy. Like, don't skimp. Like, we want to make a good music video with you guys, so just, like...
Yeah, don't get your buddy to film it.
Yeah, get somebody who knows what they're doing. And
rent the camera pack that you need. Like, figure it out and put it in your budget.
Yeah.
And hopefully you get the grant.
What about considerations like how they're going to use this in the future, or how it might affect promotion for, say, the album that it's attached to? Is that something you guys are thinking about?
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, like, it's definitely all... We want to make sure that this is, you know, having the greatest impact on sort of the creative industries. And it's not just for the band, it's also for the filmmaker, you know, because, like, music videos are just, like...
Huge springboard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, like, it's a short film. It's the first thing, sort of, the first kind of project you usually get involved with. So it's, like, great opportunity.
And for filmmakers, it's you know, it's not even television. It's such a short form that it makes them make... It forces them to make some tough decisions as far as editing, and, you know, you can't do 16 minutes of a guy waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what that story is about and finish it off.
Yeah.
I'm sure the story makes sense as well. Right?
And
when you're editing it.
Yeah. And, you know, I found, I have made a few videos over the years, but the most interesting music videos are something that isn't just the band on a stage trying to, like, look cool. You want a story that possibly you could have the sound off completely.
Yeah.
And still want to watch.
Yeah.
And someone told me once that, you know, it's basically you're trying to trick the audience into hearing your whole song.
Huh.
So how can you do that? By making them interested in the what's going on. Maybe it's a story, maybe somebody's doing something. But then at the end of it, they're like, oh my God, I actually heard the whole song.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm looking at YouTube and I flick on something and if I for a second see somebody on a stage singing... Maybe that's it, I'm off. I don't need it.
Internet users, we have a 3-second, you know, capacity, so it's like, yes, I like it.
Also, you've seen that before, right? So it's like, I don't need to see a dude and his guitar in an empty warehouse. That's been done. New idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's helpful. I think getting together with a filmmaker, it'll force the band to maybe... start thinking away from just the, hey, let's film us on a stage.
Yeah, and I should probably mention at this point that we're not only looking for narrative music videos, we are looking for live performances.
Okay.
And not in the way that, like, you film yourselves, like, to the track.
No,
we're
like
talking
about
a live performance, like a Green Couch session, which is, they're just, like, blowing up in Vancouver right now.
Yeah,
we think that idea is so cool. And that's something that you can do.
And I guess that's an exercise in editing, not to, like, backtrack totally, but...
No, but, like, I think that's sort of, like, the two sort of... it's a very divergent kind of, like, kind of video, so it's...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, dudes, do you want to just stand in front of the audience with the guitar? You can go ahead and apply.
But it's different if it's like a live performance, because it's like... You're not just, like, playing to the fact. You're like, it's like getting the audience involved in the experience. So I feel like that's kind of...
All
right.
Yeah.
Right?
No, you know what? There's videos that I've loved where the band is playing, but I think, and I don't know, there's something special about them.
Because
right?
it's like a more organic, like, experience of the song, whereas... Where it's not like the narrative, like, film thing, but the narrative film thing is obviously, like, awesome as well.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. I agree with you. I just And maybe I'm just in a mood right now, but it's the standing on the stage.
No, I totally agree.
Oh man.
Okay, but check this out. Tony and I had the same favorite music video. It's Just by Radiohead.
Okay, yeah.
Performance
that is so interesting because they keep cutting back and forth to the dude on the street.
And that is looking brilliant. Down at the action, and it's
so brilliant.
So good.
I love that video.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad we can just...
Yeah, we're all
good.
Totally
agree.
We're all good. Yeah, but there's something about that. And actually, I'll say, speaking of Radiohead, I don't know if you guys ever saw the Scotch Mist.
Yeah.
Stuff that they did, just them recording several cameras set up in the studio, and actually I think they did it in a house, so you have a camera on each of them, and it's just cutting back and forth between those camera shots, and there's something cool about that too.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because I already like Radiohead, or but it's interesting to me.
Yeah.
So that's not them on a stage, but it is still kind of a performance. So, yeah, maybe I have no idea what I'm talking about.
We should listen to some Radiohead right now.
I think we're going to play some Radiohead.
All right, well, why don't we listen to Radiohead right now, and we'll come back in a little bit.
All right, so we're back. That was Radiohead, Jess, I assume.
Too bad it's a podcast. You guys could have seen the video.
We watched it. It was fantastic. I didn't realize that it was George Clooney playing that dude.
It looks like
little known facts.
So I guess before we start throwing out links and things like that, what if somebody is saying, oh man, I'm just not ready to make a video, but I'm interested in some of the winners / recipients of the grants. Is that going to be publicly announced? Is there an event? Is there a party? Is there a...
Yeah, there should be an event.
Yes. Yes. I mean, well, I don't think we've got quite that far into our thinking yet, but definitely.
Like a film, some sort of like public viewing?
Yeah, we've talked about having a mini film fest, having parties, that kind of thing.
What about deadlines on somebody who receives a grant? Do they have a certain amount of time to spend that money?
Yeah,
they want 4 weeks.
Yeah, six weeks.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was 2 weeks to do the to get your application.
Yeah,
and then 4 weeks.
But then there's like post-production,
no,
which people can draw forever.
Oh, okay, 6 weeks of film. Okay.
We actually have a commitment to deliver these to TELUS by the 14th of August, so we need to have all the videos in.
Okay.
By August 7th.
Yeah.
Do they get this money up front, or do they only get the money once they produce the video?
You
for
get
half
up front.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
And now, I just wanted to touch on this as well, because so anyone that does the video afterwards, there's no royalties to anyone else. It's
correct.
Yeah. Explain a little bit about that, because I was reading about that. So
yeah, the creators of the video just keep their copyright. TELUS is just supporting it. It's just like a grant. Basically, TELUS, just through doing this, they just have the right to broadcast it on Optik TV on demand if you apply for this grant.
Okay, which I suppose could be promotion for the band.
Yeah.
Nothing to be upset about.
No, it's awesome. And it's on the on-demand section, and we've been talking about other ways that we can broadcast it through TELUS, which would be great. But that's really it. That's the commitment to TELUS.
Cool.
Yeah, and so you keep your video, like... Nothing.
You don't have to put
nothing
like
to
TELUS.ca here.
No, I think when they broadcast it, they put their logo at the end. I think.
But no product placement. Like you gotta.
You have to be watching TELUS Optik in every music video.
Yeah, that's
good. Yeah.
One shot of a cute critter and.
Yeah.
That's right. There's a little lizard that a monster. Cool. What else? Jordan, do you have anything else?
No, that was really cool. that was my biggest question is, as the musician or the filmmaker, what happens after that? Like, is it...
Well, hopefully they go on with their lives.
Well, yeah. No, but I think it's great.
Hopefully
it's
they win an MFBA and going
No, this is cool. This is your first year doing this. Are we going to be seeing this again next year?
We really hope so.
Yeah. Do you think TELUS will be a supporter? Or a sponsor? Do you think you'll get a couple more sponsors?
We're hoping to keep getting more
bigger and bigger.
Yeah, diverse range of sponsors. TELUS is really keen on supporting.
Yeah.
Local content. Yeah.
They're like really really enthusiastic about like supporting emerging arts, which is like awesome. And I think that they're just going to be like a huge supporter of the arts in Western Canada, and we're really excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, they've been more than awesome. Yeah. It's really exciting that they're...
I'm excited because you're excited.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, they're giving away all this money to local bands and filmmakers. I mean, we're stoked.
Yeah. I'm stoked that you guys are stoked.
Okay, cool.
So I guess, emails, webpages, etc.
It's publicrecords.org. You can follow us on Twitter at publicrcrds. Go on and create your profile.
You guys have a Facebook page?
Yes, also public arts.
Yeah. They made it Facebook. They couldn't take that extra step. It seems like too much work.
Our general social media is public RCRDS, Instagram as well, I think.
Yeah. You can find all of that at publicrecords.org. Applications open in a week today, so May 31st.
It's over in fuck up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't screw the pooch.
No. Do you guys have a favorite video? What's your second favorite video?
We were just talking about this the other day, and I put, like, I as a joke, listed every Spike Jonze music video.
There you go. I was just thinking about him today. Both Fatboy Slim stuff.
Yeah.
Here, right?
Probably a favorite out of all of his. Sabotage is like such a
Sabotage is awesome.
It's like such a classic.
That is a good one.
I'm a big fan of all of the Michelle Michael. Is it Michael Gondry?
Michelle
Gondry. With all the White Stripes, especially in the Fell in Love with a Girl, is like so.
What's the one where there? It's kind of like where it's just tons and tons of Megs and she's going up the street.
That's hard as Button Button, I think. Where they're
the kick drum, right?
Yeah,
just drops.
Cool. Yeah.
That's such a good video. Yeah. Okay, well, we have to pick only one of those.
Sorry, what?
Only one video, and then we'll play with that song. Sabotage is good. Let's go.
That's a fun one.
Sabotage. Yeah. All right. Cool. Thanks a lot. And
thanks
for having us.
This was by far the funnest interview I've ever
had. I think it's the beer you guys gave us. All right.
We'll definitely back to interview you again.
Yeah. All right. Let's play Xbox.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.